Oil Price Information Service, or OPIS, Biofuels Director Jordan Godwin says the conversation around the evolving sustainable aviation fuel landscape so far involves a lot of promises.
There's been a lot of projects announced in this space, a lot of promises made by airlines, you know, as they set their respective goals of trying to blend more sustainable aviation fuel into their fuel supply, and we've been all over it.
However, tangible results have yet to be seen for widespread production and use of sustainable aviation fuel. Godwin pointed out that it costs a lot more right now to make it than it does to make jet fuel, and that's why tax credits are needed, he says, to level the playing field.
We've also heard that there are people working on these sort of certificates. For example, when you go to buy your airline ticket, it may give you an option of would you like to add X amount to your cost of your ticket to kind of ask the consumer to voluntarily help pay for the cost of the SAF. That could be a development that we'll see over the next 5 years or so. It wouldn't surprise me at all.
The Biden administration is expected to release a preliminary climate model for its sustainable aviation fuel subsidy program in the coming weeks. Read more at HoosierAgToday.com. I'm Sabrina Halverson.